The East Side Tunnel was one of the most difficult challenges on the entire Going to the Sun Road. Built in 1931, the 408-foot tunnel appears to come directly out of Piegan Mountain, with waterfalls cascading down the portal. Before work could begin, a 3.5-mile trail was constructed 200 feet above the road from Logan Pass to a point above the site of the tunnel. A platform on which to work was excavated by moving 6,250 cubic yards of dirt and rock. The materials and equipment were hauled to the platform above the tunnel site and then were packed by laborers down ladders and switchbacks totaling 200 vertical feet. Crews worked 24 hours a day on the tunnel, boring around 5 feet each 24 hours. Both portals of the tunnel frame impressive mountain views. In November of 2006, severe rain and flooding washed out multiple sections of both lanes on the Going to the Sun Road near the tunnel. The largest washout was over 100 feet long. Within days, heavy snows prevented access, and repairs had to wait until spring road crews could plow their way to the damaged sites. Several strategies were explored for repairs, and eventually it was decided that a mechanically stabilized earthen wall 350 feet long would solve one problem, and a temporary bridge would be required to provide two-way traffic over another spot. Work will continue on some of the damaged locations throughout the summer, as well as the ongoing rehabilitation of the Going to the Sun Road that was previously scheduled. This incident is another reminder of the power of nature and reiterates the need to rehabilitate the Going to the Sun Road so future generations can enjoy its majesty.